This is a podcast from the Environmental Change and Security Program at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars.
This is Jeff DeBelko in the Environmental Change and Security Program at the Woodrow Wilson Center, and I'm here in Redwood City, California at the Global Philanthropy Forum, and I'm talking with Juan Dumas, who's the Executive Director of Fundación Futuro Latinoamericano.
Right.
And Juan, why don't you tell me about your NGO that's based in Ecuador and some of the activities you do, particularly you do some very interesting things around environment, natural resources, and conflict.
Right. Thanks, Jeff. Our organization focuses on promoting constructive dialogue for sustainable development. And we do this in different situations and different levels. We do this basically in conflict situations, but not the armed conflict situations, but rather people who are disputing access to natural resources. For example, water, forests, land, fisheries. And we do this in Latin America in general. And we work on three different levels. One is kind of grassroots level, which means how do you help the local communities organize and have a vision in terms of what they want when they are in conflict. You cannot bring them to a negotiating table if they have not had that already thought about. So once you do that, then you can put together a multi-stakeholder negotiation table and try to find agreements on the conflict that they are all linked to. And the other thing we do, the other level, is work at the policy level, at the policy dialogue, at the national level, because we think that many of the local conflicts that you see or you find are direct expressions of very incoherent and incomplete public policies. So if you tackle the public policies, then you're addressing the structural causes.
One of the things that you and I have been hearing here at this Global Philanthropy Forum, where the theme is human security, human rights, and the responsibility to protect, that there's a lot of funder interest in these intersections between natural resources, development, and conflict. But the challenge is making some of the support structures and the funding structures from the foundations match the realities of that set of complex linkages. What has been your experience from working on these issues in the field with the parties? That what kind of advice would you give to the foundations if they're trying to be effective in supporting your kind of work?
Well, first, I think they should trust the power of well-driven processes. A process as an end is very important, and this takes time, and it's intangible. You cannot take a picture with trust, or you cannot take a picture with social capital, but this is inherently essential to other things. So that's the first thing. Second is make long-term commitments and be flexible. One important thing is that we cannot wait in the field when a crisis arises. We cannot wait for money. We have to go in. So what are the mechanisms that grant-making organizations are putting together to help us go in the right moment? We've come together, we've come up with an idea called the Rapid Response Fund, which is helping us address crisis and be there the moment we are called in. Our hypothesis is with very little money, with the right capacities, and at the right time, you can make a huge difference.
That's terrific. Well, Juan, thanks so much. We look forward to hearing more from FFLA and urge people to visit you online and look forward to meeting you again.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
This is Jeff DeBelko in the Environmental Change and Security Program. Again, urge you to come to the Wilson Center's website at www.wilsoncenter.org/ECSP or visit us to listen to this podcast online at newsecuritybeat.blogspot.com.